Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Tuesday, the 3rd of December, 2024. It's book publishing day. Yeah, my book has been published today. Just quite annoying. Well, it's good in a way. I was looking at the charts on Amazon. I was up to number 50. In personal finance. Now, if you look at all the books on Amazon, personal finance, and then it became temporarily out of stock. So it's dropped because obviously no more people are going to buy it. And it's only good because of the chart if people are buying it. There's pre-orders, but there's no buys because they can't buy it. Until you get delivered or sent out, it won't get charged. So it doesn't go up the chart. But if Amazon is stocked enough, it'd be to hype the chart. But if you haven't yet ordered a copy, please do. It made my day when I saw it today, temporarily out of stock, and I realised, oh, it's going to affect the rankings. But I'm very proud of that. Okay, fact of the day, okay? I'm always going to start off with a fact. Have a guess how many months of money outflow has happened to UK-listed funds in the last, say, 3-4 years. Consecutive months of money outflow. So basically people are selling, who would then sell, then funds have to redeem that cash and sell stocks. And of course, there's a downward cycle, because what happens is they have to sell their holdings in individual companies, which tank, and selling begets selling. So it's a vicious cycle. Circle or cycle. Tomato, tomato. 41. 41. In fact, it's more than 3 years. 41 consecutive months of selling, of outflows. In October alone, investors sold £2.7 billion in funds throughout the month in anticipation of the budget. Well done, bloody Rachel, bloody Reeves, and Keir, bloody Starmer. Bloody idiots. And I keep saying this. Keir, dull, robotic Starmer, and the same with Rachel Reeves. Fix the foundations. Money in the pocket. What you don't understand is you are the CEO and CFO of UK PLC. Now, read an RNS. I bet none of them have ever read one RNS, one, you know, sort of release from a publicly listed company. If a CEO came out with that doom-mongering kind of script that you had in the Rosy Garden, the stock would tank. That's exactly what you did to UK stock, to the value of British investment, to the value of British business. You've basically sold off your assets, your businesses. Not content with that, you then decided to punish them with lowering the threshold on national insurance, upping the rate, and then upping national wage as well. And also having workers' rights ratchet up. So if you get dickheads who can't work, lazy gits, who can't get off their backside and they get employed, they get a probation period. There's no more probation periods anymore. You get sick pay, everything. So if you happen to employ the wrong person, it's now the employer's fault, not the person who can't be bothered to work. So you've hit business not only through sentiment, but monetary, fiscally as well. It's so annoying. Anyway, that's the fact there. And just by comparison, by the way, 2.7 billion in anticipation of the Chancellor's budget. The previous month was 564 million. So people are worried about that. But five times the amount was sold because of Rachel Reeves. Okay, bloody Starmer. Do you know what? There are copies on Amazon if you go there, but they're not 23% off until they get the stock back. I don't know how long it takes to get stock, but it's so annoying that. But it's going very well, so I'm very happy today. And sorry, this is a bit late. I've been quite busy looking at that and, you know, talking to the publisher and asking, well, why haven't we got more stock there? And they said, well, it's Amazon underestimating demand. So that's a nice sign. You know, it's a nice sign that it's going the right direction. So please, by all means, if you could, and if you haven't already, like I said, there's a massive benefit to you ordering the book and leaving a positive rating and review. So if you've got your book, if it's been sent out, it's not been sent out yet, I don't know who's received it, if you could give a positive rating and review, that would really help. Heck of a lot. Okay, markets. Let's have a look. I'm recording this at sort of close to 4 p.m, so towards the end of the day, but FTSE 100 up 0.6%, or 0.65%, 8,366. Let's have a look there. It's bouncing. What's wrong with my internet here? So slow at the moment. It's nearing top of the range there. Well, you know, the high pretty much was 8,446. So it's good there. FTSE 250 up 0.5%, 20,877. FTSE small cap up 0.5% to 6,874. FTSE all share. Yes, it's up 31%. It's now over the 50-day moving average. Okay. This is a positive move. We're at 1, 2, 3 higher lows. Now, this today is a slight higher high, which is not a bad sign. Maybe we are going to see a Santa rally. I think we are going to rally from here. I'm hoping. And in fact, if you look at bonds today, let's look at the bonds here, bond markets. They were selling off a bit. I mean, the yield's coming down, the bonds being bought. So it's a good thing. Let's have a look at commodities. And Bitcoin actually had a bit of a dip today. It dropped about 2%. It's bounced back a bit. It's still 0.4% down. This was apparently because government, they're worried about government selling off. Let's have a look at it. There was a US rumors that the US government had mobilized some of its coins confiscated from Silk Road Marketplace and transferred them to Coinbase. And normally when that happens, they intend to sell them. That may not be the case, though. Sometimes apparently Coinbase has a contract with the Justice Department's US Marshals Service to provide custody and trading of its digital assets. So I didn't know that. There's also rumors now that Trump is talking up the dollar. He said any country who does not regard the dollar as the standard will have tariffs slapped on them. if you look at him the wrong way, tariff. It's like anything now will provoke a tariff. Won't it? If I'd only hear you talking about me in positive terms, you'd have a tariff slapped in your ass. So, there we are. What else? There's the rest of the commodities here. Oil, where's oil? Oil. Brent crude is up 1.5% to $73.52. I think is that to do with maybe the ceasefire doesn't seem to be holding, is it, in the Middle East? They say it's a ceasefire, but still lobbing bombs at each other, which is ridiculous. It's awful what's going on there. Copper, it's up 1.62%. I think it's a better Chinese PMI data, I think. I couldn't see that yesterday. I couldn't see where the PMI was, but apparently PMI data from China is looking a bit better. So, copper, if it's anything, it's about the Chinese story, pretty much. And gold, also up 0.15%, $2,662 an ounce. Okay, let's look at some macro news. story number one. By the way, if you're wondering where this podcast is, I tend to cover macro news relevant to the UK. And in fact, let's look at some... I don't know if you want currencies in this. Let me know if you'd like some currencies, because I often find currencies a bit dry. But it's good when they're moving, isn't it? So let's look at... So the pound will buy you $1.26. That's a tenth of 1%. And it's bouncing from a low. And it'll buy you €1.20. France is in trouble, by the way. The government probably won't end, probably won't be in place by the end of the week. So there we are. Okay, let's move on to macro news. Yeah, so I cover, macro news relevant to the UK. And I also look at microcap stocks. It's what I specialise in. It's what I spend all my time looking at, because traditionally they are the best performer. The majority, 60% of the best performing stocks start their journey below 100 million market cap. And I'm talking about sustainable rises here, not pop and drops. What I mean by that is that their rise is based on the fundamentals improvement in the business, not just because of news, you know. So I don't, the microcap league, I look at the companies to hopefully add to the microcap league. They've got to be profitable. They've got to be sub 100 million market cap, and they've got to be growing a good value, health, efficiency, momentum, potential. I score them on that. So anyway, yes. Did I mention my book is out? By all means, order that, please. It would make my day. Story number one. Lord Mayor urges Starmer to unleash the city. The government is facing fresh calls to accelerate its reform of city rules and stem the exodus of cash away from London's markets, as the new Lord Mayor last night urged ministers to develop a more supportive tax and regulatory environment. In his first major speech since becoming Lord Mayor in November, Alistair King urged Keir Starmer to go faster with efforts to boost investment into London-listed firms, claiming the government's current plans are not going far enough. And I agree with this. He says, it just cannot be logically correct that, as it stands, we do not pay tax on purchases of shares in international vehicle companies such as Tesla, but we are taxed for investing in British brands like Aston Martin. He's referring to a stamp duty of 0.5% levied on UK share. It is mad, that, isn't it? You can literally buy, and the American markets need no help, do they? Deepest capital markets in the world. You know, I think it's in America, over 60% of adults own shares. In this country, it's less than half of that. And you can understand, I'm sure, absolutely positive, there's a direct, well, of course there is. There's a direct relationship, correlation between the health of the capital markets in a country and its economy. Because when people want to invest, they feel bullish. Of course, you know, the valuations go up and companies have more to invest. It just makes more sense. Of course it does. It seems like Starmer and Reeves, our robot ministers, have no idea of the correlation at all. And they've largely pretty much, you know, they've nodded their heads toward a little bit of regulatory change here and there. But they don't understand it. It's essential to a thriving economy. It's essential. There's another story in City AM as well. A minister's urge must act to slow London Exchange investor exodus. This is Peel Hunt chief. He said the money, the rate, the speed of money leaving the market was alarming, but not enough was being done by ministers and regulators to arrest the trend. The London Stock Exchange is on course, and this says everything, doesn't it? It's on course to track its lowest level of IPOs on record this year, with just 14 firms having floated across its main market and junior AIM exchange. 14 across both markets, the lowest on record. Sorry, some more bad news. UK economy outlook for 2025, as per Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank has revised its projections for the UK economy. Have a guess where they're going. The projections, the revised projections. What do you think? They're going up or down? Yeah, absolutely correct. They're going down. The bank predicts GDP growth of 1.3% for the year and 1.4% for 2026, down 0.2 below its previous forecast. Oh, look, growth, invest in growth, grow the economy, Pricks of foundations, pounds in people's pockets. So they've raised a record amount of debt, pretty much, haven't they? Stretch the balance sheet, smash the gangs, and they've achieved 1.3% of growth. Wow. What an investment. I'm not joking, you just put the you put your money in the bank and get better than that. It's like, what? And you're killing business. There will be businesses. I'm sad to say this. There will be businesses not only go through, people will probably lose their lives. There'll be people suicidal with their business going through because of what the government have done. They go on to say, weaker private sector demand, higher payroll costs, and subdued employment growth are cited as the key factors shaping this outlook. The UK labour market is expected to soften further. Deutsche anticipates the unemployment rate will peak at 4.6% in late spring, driven by falling job vacancies and rising employer costs due to increased national insurance contributions. Wage growth is projected to moderate, with average pay settlements slowing to 3.75 to 4% in 2025 and 3 to 3.25% in 2026, down from 5.5% in 2024. Deutsche also expects inflationary pressure to persist, with headline CPI climbing to 2.9% in 2026, up from 2.5% in 2024. So this is what we got here, okay? Growth going down, wages coming down, inflation going up, employment going up, unemployment going up. Fantastic. Absolutely. Can you believe this? If you seriously, ask a government just to try and create a budget to do the opposite of what you want. And do you know what? Rachel Reeves has nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Another depressing story. UK retailers report weakest sales since April, BRC survey shows. By the way, this is why I look for growth companies, because you're looking at a general economy here, okay? This is why you have to search out for good, great, and exceptional businesses who are above the average. That's what the Microcap League is all about. Looking for companies that are above the average. They're better than the average. They range from good to exceptional. In between that is great. And that's the only companies that can make it onto the Microcap League. British retailers reported lackluster sales in November, according to industry data affected by the timing of Black Friday sales, although it still pointed to weakening consumer confidence. So the timing, they're saying, but also just weaker sales anyway. Sales volumes dropped by 3.3% 12 months in November, the weakest reading since April, when they fell 4%, and below an increase of 6.6% in October. Last month's decline reflected the fact this year's data did not include Black Friday sales in late November, which will be reflected in December numbers, though they were included in last year's comparison. Helen Dickinson, the BRC's chief executive, said lower consumer confidence and rising energy bills have clearly dented non-food spending. So these are the figures. Retail sales year on year to November, okay, minus 3.4%. Predicted to come in at 0.7%. What a miss! Minus 3.4%. And they're supposed to come in at positive 0.7%. And the previous month was 0.3%. Wow. How do they miss that much? Surely the forecasters must have known Black Friday didn't fall in November. If they're expected to improve from 0.3% year on year to October to 0.7% in November, and it went to minus 3.4%. Some's asleep at the wheel, aren't they? Okay, micro news. Quite a few. This is going to be a long one, isn't it? Thanks for hanging around. There's quite a few bits of results out. So I'm looking for companies with growth on these three metrics: revenue, profit before tax, and cash. Okay? On those three levels. That means they're improving on all metrics. So Altitude Group, ALT, the leading end-to-end solutions provider for branded merchandise, is pleased to announce its unaudited interim results for 6 months ended the 30th of September. Market cap, about 21 million. Revenues, 14.2 million versus 11.8. Up 24%, so tick there. Profit and loss before tax, 35K versus 31K. Also, it's an improvement, but they're very thin margins there, aren't they? Net indebtedness, 600,000 versus net cash of 200,000. So they have taken on a bit of debt. But they do have facility headroom of 1.8 million, which provides ample, they say, working capital. Ample. I like the word ample. So the forecast of this, revenue for 2025, I expect to be 33.7 million versus 24 in 24. That's decent growth. So that's about, what's that, 40%, is it? Yeah. Adjusted profit for tax expected to be 1.7 versus 1.2. So that's decent as well. So they actually are on the microcap league, Altitude Group. There is a worry about efficiency of the margins, but nevertheless, they have top-line growth and they have profit for tax growth. ALT is ticker. Dales, or Dials, they used to be Driver Group, I think. Let's look where Altitude are today. Altitude. Literally Altitude, man. Down 1.72% to 28.6 pence. And I tell you what, they had a bit of a rally from April to July. They went from 27 pence to 48 pence, and they're back now 28 pence. But they are down, 1.72%. Next is Dials, the global specialist dispute avoidance and dispute resolution consultancy. Ambulance Chaser, in brackets, Ambulance Chaser, is pleased to announce his final results to 30th of December. The market cap, 14 million. Revenue, 43 million versus 42.6. So slight improvement. Profit for tax, 900K versus 400K. So improvement. Net cash, 4.3 versus 5.8. Going down. Revenue, so it's forecast to go up to 44.5 million for next year from 43. So a little bit of growth there. Adjusted. Anyway, I do beg your pardon. I'm so tired up. Why do I yawn when I talk? I'm sure it's Parkinson's or something like that. 1.3 versus 1.2 last year. So a slight improvement there. They've got a yield, they pay a dividend as well, are they? 5.6%. So there we are. They're not on the market cap league because we don't like Ambulance Chasers. But saying that, have they got enough growth there? Not really. I'm not really that convinced by Altitude. But you know what? It's a hard market, merchandising, and they are improving. Next, Ondo InsurTech, the London-listed leader in claims prevention technology for home insurers, is pleased to announce his unaudited results to 30th of September. They are a 35 million market cap. Let me just check that. And by the way, Dials, where are they today? Are they up or down? They are up 6.43%. There we are. Ondo rallying strongly there, 13%. No idea. Revenue, 6 months, 1.7 million versus 1.2. Loss before tax, 2.44. So top line growth is good. What's that, 38% for that? Or 40%, 44%. Loss before tax, 2.44 million versus 1 million. Cash of 1.8 versus 400K. They did raise money. They got borrowings of 6.8 million. So got net debt of 5 million. They've also got net liability, sorry, 5.3 million. So the balance sheet is not the strongest. They do say EBITDA positive trading in sight without the need for further funding. Projecting the revenues from current contracts reaffirms the board's expectations in achieving EBITDA positive trading in the second half of next year, without the need for further funding. Okay. It's because I look at the broker forecast here. They've got revenues of 6.2 for the full year. So they're going to go some second half. Second half's going to be quite busy, because first half's 1.7. But, okay, well, the forecast for the brokers here, 6.2, they're reckoning for this year. Next year, 11.6 million, which is decent, very decent growth. But they're still showing an EBITDA loss on the broker forecast. So back end of next year, okay. And they're not going to need any cash. I don't know. That's a goose. There we are. It's rallied strongly. There's a 35 million market cap. And I think in my mind, it's priced to perfection there, pretty much. It's done very well of late. I mean, I was a bit of a cynic on this, saying it's pop and drop. I still sort of believe that, because I may be wrong. I could be absolutely wrong. It may keep rallying. I mean, it's rallied a long time, but we're now talking it was 34 million before this rise. So now it's about 37 million. Yeah. It's not cheap. Oxford Metrics. OMG. Smart sensing and software company that enables the interface between the real world and its virtual twin. The full year results. They did do a profit warning recently, a while back. Market cap was 77 million. Revenue 41.46 versus 44.24. So no growth there. Profit for tax. Wow. 2.78 versus 7.2 last year. Massive drop there. Cash of 50.72 million versus 65.96 million. They are doing a buyback, so that's gone down at last. They should be paying a dividend as well, really. But the forecasts are for, where are we going? For 41. Oh, they're going to grow next year by 3 million, so they're saying 41 to 45. Pretty much, and fully adjusted profit for tax from 3.4. Well, hang on, this is E to 4.7. Okay, they expect a bit of growth next year. But again, I believe that when I see it. Mind Gym, more like Mind. They swore there. The global provider of human capital and business improvement solutions announced half year results. Market cap 18 million, revenue 20. This is the 30th of December. 20.2 versus 20.9, down 3%. A loss before tax of 858K versus 13.17 million. So the loss has come down massively, but they are still loss-making. The cash at bank at 0.7 million versus 2.1, so 700K versus 2.1 million last year. I thought they're going to need money, aren't they? And then they said during the period, MindGym negotiated a £4 million overdraft facility, which replaces the existing RCF, reduces the costs. They had cash in banks. So combined with the access to this, they're saying it provides the group with sufficient liquidity. So they've got that overdraft facility there. They're going to expect to do, what's this, half year, wasn't it? Yeah. They're expecting to do £40 million for the year top line. This is down from 45 last year. And they're expected to do 1.1 million a loss at a pre-tax level versus 3.3 last year. So it's improving. But even 26, they're saying it's only going to be making 900K in profit. What's the market cap? 18 million. Onda's up 13%. OMG's down 2.78%. I mean, it's sort of priced in there at 58 pence. Mind Gym's down 2.63% at 18 pence. What's next? SIS Group. Now, don't confuse this with System One Group. This is SYS, okay, rather than SYS1. SYS1 is doing a lot better than SYS. So SYS, the technology partner for delivery of management of cloud data and security services to power artificial intelligence and machine learning transformation, sounds a lot of fluff to me, announces half-year results. So market cap of 18 million, pretty much. Revenue of 10.15 versus 10.96, so miss there on growth. Loss before tax of 1.1 million versus 1.1, pretty much a flat. A little bit of deterioration in loss before tax. Cash and equivalents of 9.93 versus 1.99 or 2 million last year. They did raise 11.2 million. And they have net cash now, because they do have debt, of 4.6. And this is versus net debt of 3.4. So say performance for the year and it will be below current market expectations. So it's taken a bit of a hit today, SIS. It's down 23% to 21 pence. So expectations are going to be 2025 of 20.5 million of revenue, down from 22.7, and a profit for tax of 100k versus 900k. So massive drop there on that. So maybe it's a recovery play, but certainly not on the microcap league. System One Group, SYS1, the marketing decision-making platform, announces interim results till the 30th of September. They got 79 million market cap, total revenues of 18.3 versus 13.3, so up 38%. Profit for tax, 2.6 million versus 900K. That's an improvement of 176%. And cash of 8.85 million versus 9.16. So cash has gone down a bit there, but they are forecasting growth for the year, top line of 23% to 37 million, and pre-tax profit growth of 41% to 4.4 million, up from 3.1. So there is growth there, but it has rallied strongly, and it's not particularly cheap. So maybe a big sell-off generally for the market, because can we look at, because there's definitely growth there. They are on the microcap league, and they do score quite highly, but there is a question, a little bit of a question of their valuation. It is quite high. Finally, Vinet Group, VNET, a leading international provider of actionable. Where's System One, by the way? Is it? It's up 0.5%, £6.30. It did hit back in August, £8.05. No, £6.30. So it seems to be consolidating here. I don't think it'll drop a lot because the figures are good. Good growth. But Vinet Group, a leading international provider of actionable data and business insights to the hospitality, unattended retail vending and remote asset management sectors, is pleased to present its unaudited results, 6 months ended, 30th of September. So the market cap here is, let's look quickly, around about 28 million market cap. So for the half year, they did 7.68 million versus 7.19. So an improvement there, slightly. They did a profit for tax of 18K. Well, it's an improvement because they did do 171K loss last year. And they had cash of 2.24 versus 1.32. So it's an improvement there on all metrics. You know, maybe the valuation's questionable. But so what are they on a PE of? Is it a PE of? No, it's not that bad, actually. So on the figures for last year, they were in a PE of 28, pretty much. But they're expecting to increase revenue to 17.1 for 2025, up from 15.2 in 2024, adjusted profit for tax of 2.2 versus 1 million. So decent rise there. So maybe worth a look. I mean, how's the chart looking there in Vinet? It's rolled over quite a bit, actually. This rally today is up 7% today to 103. But it did hit 140 a share back in July. And it's sort of grinded lower here. We have got the death cross happening here. It's 50-day moving average crossing over the 200 day. So it may be going lower. It's definitely not back in that trend yet. So maybe going sideways or lower. Who knows? That's it. Thank you very much for listening. And like I say, please buy my book because I want to get back in the charts. And due to Amazon stocking, not stocking enough merchandise, inventory, it's taken a hit. But I'm pleased with how it started. Thank you very much for listening and speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.